producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanksgiving holiday, Tuesday, because it begins with a T the same as Thursday. I figure that's enough. It begins with the same letter as turkey. So turkey, Thanksgiving, Tuesday, Thursday. Let's hear it for Thanksgiving. Yay!
Plus, after today, everybody's going to be gone.
Jennifer Horn, not me. What do you mean after today? I thought you were going to be here tomorrow.
I am, but well, I'm not so everybody.
After tomorrow, well, you are, pretty much. You and Kenny are everybody to me. It's it. It's my world. Here we are with the good news. Jennifer Horn is on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. The good news today, for those of you who are starting your trip today and are driving today, is that the average price of gasoline around the country is going to fall, if it hasn't already, below $2 a gallon.
Isn't that a switch for a
average
weekend?
Price of unleaded gasoline, $1.99 by Thanksgiving Day, says GasBuddy.com. First time it's been that low for Turkey Day since 2004. So this is 11 years it's taken us of the price going up and up and up and up and up and up. And now it's going down, 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 down.
I'll take it.
Cheapest price in the Midwest, Indiana, 180.3 dollars a gallon. Missouri average $1.08.6. Let's see. No, an 80. The one. I got to put my decimal points in the right place. $1.86.9. Let's see here. South also enjoying low prices. Arkansas average price $1.88.1. Louisiana, 187.7. Alabama, 184.1. Mississippi, 185.5. Texas, 185.5. And South Carolina, 184.1. How about that? And guess where the highest price gasoline is in these United States, Jennifer?
Let me think about it. How about the great state of California?
Yes, you win the prize. $2.74 a gallon. No, it's down from $2.81 a gallon a year ago on average. That's around the country, not in California. So almost a dollar. That's fine. It's good. It's where it ought to be. It ought to go down a little bit lower, actually, to correspond with what it costs to get the barrel out of the ground and to the refinery. So anyway, we'll take that. It's good for business. It ought to bode well for Black Friday. In fact, so far, Black Friday, this has become Black Week. And for some, even Black Month, because the month...
Well, you know, I started the movement yesterday, Black Fridays Matter.
Really? Congratulations, Jennifer. How about everybody? Round of applause. Black Fridays do matter. Black yes. Fridays, Black Wednesdays, Black Tuesdays. Speaking of black, and having taken a trip to Texas, just in our own reference, how many of you remember Ahmed Mohammed? How many of you remember?
Narrow it down for me.
Okay. He was the youngster.
The clock.
He was called the clock boy.
The kid with the clock.
The
That's
kid
right.
with the clock. Well, now sure. The kid with the clock wants $15 million.
Are you surprised?
Well, I don't know. I guess I sort of put him out of my mind. But guess what? He found a lawyer. Yeah. Or his father found a
his
lawyer.
His father found a lawyer.
Found a lawyer. Remember, he was arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. And the officials in the school thought it was a bomb.
Right. So, and then everybody said, oh, this poor innocent kid.
Right.
Oh.
And he ended and up in some Middle Eastern country somewhere, didn't he? I don't know that he still isn't an innocent kid. But his father found a lawyer.
He's
the lawyer,
a rich innocent kid.
The lawyer sent a letter to the mayor and the police chief of Irving, Texas, saying that Ahmed and his family are considering a lawsuit against the city because of the way he was arrested. The way it was handled, everybody's got a problem, right? So why shouldn't this kid have a problem? He doesn't look like a bad kid. They're going to file a lawsuit. Let's see here. $15 million. Demand a written apology from the public officials involved in this. letter argues that the boy's reputation has been permanently scarred.
What? He's now got a name. He's right. Clock Boy.
Everybody's heard about the clock. Texas High School, let's see, he was a junior in high school, I think, right? There, that's where it started. Arrest sparked national outrage. People attributing the arrest to Islamophobia. You think that America's Islamophobic? Nah.
A little bit.
So then people say, well, what do you expect? Look at all the damage they're doing. Well, let's see if we can string that out a little bit. That would be like saying that all Americans are like Edward Snowden, right?
That would be. How is that like that?
Well, the this young boy or the things that have been done by radical Islamists don't mean that all Islamists are terrorists. That's the way some people think, however. You see somebody in a burqa, and it's, you know, easy to want to shun that because it's different and it doesn't seem like the prevailing thought, and there may be some merit to this. As a matter of fact, there may be a lot of merit to if you're in a country. Let me turn it around. If you're in a country, you ought to act. If the people in Iraq, for example, want our reporters or people over there to wear a scarf. I bring this reference to the 60 Minutes piece with a fellow who was leading the Iraqi army on Sunday. Did you see that story? A British reporter working for CBS went in to get this interview with the Iraqi general who's leading the charge against Daesh. How do you pronounce it? So she was in the interview wearing a scarf. And at first I thought, oh, okay. And then I thought, would we expect the people who come here from other places, and I don't mean garb necessarily, they were just traditions. Instead, what I find, a lot of people who come to this country want to change the traditions to the way their traditions are instead of adhering to our traditions. And if people say, well, what are our traditions? We're all a melting pot. This is a combination of things from societies all around the world. But we don't we have our own unique sort of American way? Or are we really?
Have our own, I think more than that, we have our own unique American language, which is very important to try to learn when you come here.
Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's what's weird about Europe. Europe is so into assimilation. They appreciate when you try to do it when you go there.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, at least visiting the Czech Republic a few weeks ago, they try to do that thing, if the same thing if they come here. You know, it's just, it's a sign of respect.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this kid has moved to Qatar with his family. He was awarded a full scholarship through the Qatar Foundation. Qatar, some people pronounce it Qatar.
Country, I've heard Qatar.
Teeny, mm-hmm. Little teeny country in the Middle East at the south tip of Iraq, near where Iran is, kind of around Kuwait. So he's out of the country, but that doesn't mean he doesn't still have some legal status here or the ability to sue. Anybody can sue. Will they get some money out of him? Absolutely. Does it have to go to trial? Not if they're smart. They'll settle. But the taxpayers of Irving, Texas, will pay for what happened to this boy. No question about it. They will pay. Should they? Is the apology enough? Well, how do you know how sincere it is? Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. Mayor. Anyway.
Am I the only one that thinks it's stupid that he made a clock in a pencil case and took it to school?
No. I don't know. I see. We have a combination of all kinds of things. Why is that stupid? He wanted to show that he could make something. I don't see anything wrong with that. Everybody looks at the wrong bad side,
maybe,
ugly side of everything.
But I put myself in that situation, and I would probably press a little a button of panic if I saw something that looked like a clock and a pencil case floating around a school.
Nah, I don't think that way.
Yeah, but his he had shown it to his shop teacher, whoever it was, and they already knew what it was, but mm-hmm. nobody, but they decided to have some fun and push this kid around.
Yeah, right. So they pay the price. $15 million. There you go.
Who decided to push the kid around? That sounds horrible.
The administrator at the school.
Yeah. Why? Why would someone decide to do that to a child?
Because they're not very good at what they do, and they shouldn't be in that job in the first place. this is probably one of those Peter Principle things where the teacher wasn't a good teacher, so the people in the school system made him an administrator.
I have a hard time buying that one. That's tough.
But they already ask your mother about people that get promoted who were teachers to better jobs because they were lousy teachers. What'd you say, Kenny?
Well, his teacher that he brought the clock in to show, that teacher already knew what it was. Mm. So somebody in that school already knew, but they didn't bother to find out. And when he told them they didn't do anything, they just gave him a hard time and put the handcuffs on him and arrested him, mm-hmm. which seems really excessive.
Was it a shop teacher or a chemistry teacher?
Somebody
who said to him, you better not show that around because... Was it the same teacher that told him you ought to just leave that in your backpack because somebody will misunderstand what it is?
Yeah.
And so he didn't
But knew it was a clock.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they knew what it was. They knew what it was.
Yeah.
Well, somebody did. You're right about that. So, again, sort of turning and twisting it around, the state of Texas is not full of the most open-minded thinkers in the country. And I say that it may annoy some of the people, but, you know, in my state, my two states of Massachusetts and California, there are plenty of people that are not very smart, not good thinkers. They don't go through things. They just take whatever it is that first comes into their mind and run with it, which is not always the smartest thing to do, as this suggestion, this proves that it's not necessarily... you have to think about things for a few minutes. Unless somebody's pointing a gun at you, then you got to have a little quick action. 18 after the hour, the action continues on Good Day.
The secret to mastering Black Friday shopping is Kohl's. So right now at Kohl's.com, get Black Friday deals online, like 50% off toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, and 70 to 75% off fine and silver jewelry. Shop new online-only doorbusters each day through Wednesday. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The best Black Friday ever is online now at Kohl's.com. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Did you know the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kenner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 22.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Happening in the world. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time now for a smile or two or three or four. Let's hope anyway, as we go first to the monologues from the late night program. Stephen Colbert joking about labels on turkeys.
And I got to tell you, this Thanksgiving, I'm feeling a little betrayed because it's just been revealed that the grocery store labels on the turkey mean very little. Fresh, young, natural, meaningless. By the way, I Googled fresh, young, natural. I would like to apologize to everyone at CBS Human Resources. I understand that I violated company policy and it will not happen again. Apparently, fresh turkey just means it's not fully frozen. Young turkey means they weren't allowed to die of old age. Natural turkey has the same legal standing as cheese with two E's and a Z. And wild turkey means you're too drunk to care anymore.
All right, let's see if we can find something that's actually funny. Here's Seth Meyers joking about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said in an interview today that he is highly unlikely that he would ever use nuclear weapons as president. Meanwhile, Ben Carson said, "Hey, what does this button do?" After a protester was assaulted at a Donald Trump rally this weekend, Trump told reporters maybe he should have been roughed up because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing. And he might have a point, because what the man was doing was attending a Trump rally.
Not funny either. Okay, let's see if we can find something else here. Let's see, daytime talk shows. Yesterday, Steve Harvey answered one of his audience members' questions about whether it's okay for a man to get manicures, a mani and a pedi.
Is it uncool to get a manicure? Or do you get manicures? Or can I just, you know, tell my friends that it is cool?
I not only think it's cool, I think it's necessary. I get manicures and pedicures all the time. I mean, pedicures and manicures, look, we got to get up to speed here. You know, being a man for me has always been about being polished, because I was taught something at a very early age by my mother. She said, every woman loves a well-dressed man. So manicures and pedicures, I'm with you on that.
Yep, me too. I wasn't taught by my mother. I was taught by the presence of a lady whose first name begins with an M. You always want to look your best. And you know what? She's right. Look, why wouldn't you want to look your best? Be your best. I have my hands, because of the work on the farm, are pretty grubby. And so I haven't had a lot of them lately, but yeah, thank you. But we went for a day.
She doesn't even flinch anymore.
Yeah, no, I know. my birthday, she brought me to a place and we had manicures, pedicures, facials, that kind of stuff. It was very good for you. There's nothing unmasculine about that. In fact, I don't see that at all, frankly. Here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about the holidays.
The holidays seem to start earlier and earlier every year. It seems like in a flash we went from iced frappuccinos to pumpkin spice lattes to having to draw our Christmas trees on our holiday cups. Target has had Christmas trees up since Halloween. That's crazy. I think we should get through Thanksgiving before we celebrate Christmas. That's just me.
Okay. I'm hoping we're going to find it. I think I like the advice segments better than anything else. Here's Wendy Williams on her program yesterday answering an audience member's question about a relative who takes a lot of holiday leftovers when
I'm hosting Thanksgiving, and usually I do all the main dishes, and everybody else brings side dishes.
Okay.
I have this one particular family member bring salad or something like that, but always winds up leaving with all the leftovers. Should I say something, or should I let them just do what they do? They take all the good stuff, the ham, the turkey, the dressing, the candy,
ham. You talk to her with this attitude that
okay.
you're giving me right now,
okay.
because it's very playful, but you're serious.
Yeah.
Say something, but be sarcastic, just the way you're talking to me.
Right.
Like, okay.
Okay. Where are the two stumpers for Trump, by the way?
Diamond and Silver. You know, they've been disappeared on me.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
they're just gone?
I haven't heard back from them at all, so I have to. I'll check in again.
Well, that's very. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it has come to my attention. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIV H3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kind of chilly on the East Coast this morning. It's like on the West Coast where Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler
getting
are.
Getting cooler, Dougie. It was very warm the last couple of days, but now it's cooling off.
Really?
Like 30 or 40 degrees.
It's cooled off 30 or 40 degrees, or that's what the temperature is right now?
No, it's cooling off 30 to 40 degrees over the next day or so. It was 80-something. Now, well, actually, it was almost 90. Now it's going to be about 50-something.
In the daytime?
By Thursday. Yeah, by Thursday. It's supposed to be cold.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Get out your sweater, Ken.
I mean, that temperature here on the East Coast. What's happening? Must be global warming. Oh, no.
No, it's actually called November.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, that.
Explain it to us like that. So yesterday we talked about the combination of drug makers Pfizer and Allergan and what's happened. I'm going to talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell about that in a moment. The headline is that this deal would be the biggest tax inversion ever accomplished. And, of course, the feds don't like that. And instead of fixing the problem the way they ought to fix it, they're going to try to stop the merger, which isn't very smart because these people can figure out ways of moving everything offshore. Allergan is headquartered in Ireland. So they're buying Pfizer because Pfizer is a U.S. corporation that pays about 28% of its income in taxes, whereas in the rest of the world, corporate taxes are about 14 or 15%. So instead of fixing that problem and bringing more of our businesses back home, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to get them. We're going to get those rich guys and we're going to tax them and drive them out of the country completely. This is the most idiotic way of looking at a problem like this that I've seen for a long time. And there's plenty of idiotic stuff that gets done by the federal government. We're going to get in the way of this. You will. We'll fix you. Why? How are you going to? What do you mean you're going to fix them? There are so many ways that they can do this. I'm not suggesting that I like to see these big companies get together. That, I think, is anti-competitive. But because of the tax considerations, instead of addressing that problem, as many of the, especially Republican candidates, I don't know, did the Democrats, any Democrats say that we need to change our tax system? We hear that from any of them? Honestly, I don't know whether Mrs. Clinton
has
said
Bernie
that.
Wants Bernie wants to amp it up a little, doesn't he?
He wants to get more, yeah, right.
Yeah, I think he wants to amp it up.
Tax the rich. so that we can drive more companies out of our country. Anyway,
people are always talking about that 1%.
Yeah.
The 1% can't necessarily, they don't save the world.
The 1% doesn't save the world?
Right.
How do you figure?
You can't just overtax the 1%, and expect them to take on the burden.
All that money
is going to
fix everything?
Yeah, no, it's not going to fix that.
Well, people say, they always find a way to get around it, and that's really it. Becomes an argument that's sort of specious, and it just is more of the class warfare that we could do less with, or we could do with less of. That's kind of a convoluted sentence, but because people, the tax code is written by people who are not that smart. They want to get you, but they find various ways of doing it that are fairly, what they think, direct. Okay, we'll get them, we'll change this. But many of the people who have creative accountants and who understand the law and understand that there are 74,000 pages of code, somewhere deeply embedded in those 74,000 pages of code is a way for you to get around whatever the problem is that they just created by the new law, the new regulation. So, okay, we can't do it this way, we'll do it that way. That's how people who have clever accountants figure their way around. So they still invest their money in things that help us build our country, make it stronger. And they still don't pay taxes. Maybe they'll pay. If it's a deliberate sort of thing that goes after the individual, then, there is usually more tax collected. But what's done with it? See, back again to what are they doing with the money? I don't want you taking money from me and using it for stuff that I don't really want to. We don't agree. The country doesn't agree that you should take money from me and use it for Planned Parenthood, for example. Some people say, yeah, that's a good idea. But Planned Parenthood, like PBS, there was a study done of what the average person in PBS stations gets paid versus what the average person who works in a regular commercial radio station gets paid. You want to venture a guess at how those numbers vary, Jennifer?
I'm guessing not in favor of the public.
Not in favor of the private. No.
Private sector.
No. It's the kind of money that these stations, for example, I'll just take it from the top. The average general manager in our country for a major market radio station will have incentives, but his or her pay will be anywhere from $250,000 a year to about $400,000 a year if it's a real high visibility radio station. But if it's in a market, average market, like we're in medium sized markets all over the country, and the average pay for a manager there probably would be around $100,000, $110,000, $120,000, depending on how much money they make, the station makes. So there's that. But if you go into the same circumstance, I saw that the manager of the New York City public television station, $1.4 million last year. There was one, I think the Chicago PBS manager was almost $2 million. So the money that they say they need to run PBS that comes out of the government coffers is not necessary at all. There is plenty of money raised in their begathons, and because of that, pay him whatever you want to pay him. It's none of my business. But don't expect me, as a taxpayer, to subsidize you overpaying. And how many other examples are there like that of things that are going on in the country in areas where they run the businesses the way they want to, whether they're public or private, but they get money from the public sector to run them at their own behest without government scrutiny? And if you're going to give money to people, you ought to expect some sort of I don't know if it's a return, but sensitivity to the fact that many people contribute their hard-earned dough to I know a lot of people who struggle and strain to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
It's not easy for you. It's not easy for me.
Property
to pay our
taxes. Especially those bills.
Property taxes.
Yeah.
And income taxes and excise taxes and all of this stuff. Nobody said, we got you now. We're going to get you. So, anyway, that's an observation from the Doug Steffen Good Day Hole in the Wall. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell will discuss a possible breakthrough against malaria. Scientists working on that, and it's part of the medical news today. It's a 40...
Who needs that?
What? Malaria? Where'd that come from?
My malaria cough.
Oh, I see. Good. 41 past the hour on Good Day. Hey.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 3322, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 3322.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yeah, he's them. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
43 and change on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the services of Dr. Jack Stockwell now, about to hit your ear and your brain. He is the creator of the Long Life Energy Enzymes. He and his wife are creators of the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which I'm happy to tout every week when he's here. So what's the big deal? What have you laid on us to think about? There are hundreds of thousands of people that sign up, get this podcast every week. You could be one of them.
Just for free.
Go, it doesn't, no, wait a minute. The correct English is free, not for free.
For free.
They are free.
Free.
They are free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, and you can go there. What do we have this week that you can listen to and learn?
Three steps to avoid cancer.
Really?
Oh, cancer is exploding around this planet. I mean, just exploding.
Yeah.
Even though heart disease is curbing a little bit, diabetes has actually slowed down a hair, but cancer is exploding.
So you're one who says if you're healthy in your gut, you can avoid anything. Your immune system begins in the gut, and cancer is no different than anything else that affects the body. If you have a strong immune system, it can ward off the free radicals. But there are some circumstances where it's got to be really strong, because some of these cancers are really strong as well, right?
Oh, yes. And we know very well that chemotherapy only works on about four or five different kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We know that radiation virtually is useless against cancer. In fact, it causes cancer.
Mm.
And so that has left the cancer business with, you know, pulling the hair out of their head, because there's very little that modern medicine can actually do with this invasive disease.
Did you see that the feds went after Brzezinski? For those of you who don't know, Stanislaw Brzezinski is a Houston doctor who's been treating tumors for a decade successfully, and now the feds want to put him out of business.
Well, they do that on a regular basis. One of the most powerful anti-cancer doctors in America, Nicholas Gonzalez, just recently died here a couple of months ago in his home in New York, who's probably one of the healthiest people in America, and they still haven't announced or determined the cause of his death. And he has an incredible success rate with almost all kinds of cancers there in New York, doing it nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good colleague of his, Dr. Brzezinski, there in Houston, uses the anti-neoplaston approach to cancer disease, and he has been extremely effective.
94% of the people that go to him with tumors are survivors.
Yes, exactly. The same thing that Dr. Nicholas was experiencing in New York, and they're both using a nutritional approach because it's a breakdown in the nutritional processes in the body that allows cancer to get underway in the first place.
Overtake. So these long life energy enzymes that you have that are also available at Forbidden Doctor, I know you can't make claims, but I can look at them and I can think, looking at some of the things that are present in the product, the way to stop sugar cravings, that sort of thing, powerful probiotics, all the things that enhance your immune system are in the long-life energy enzymes. So you draw whatever conclusion you want, folks, from the fact that so many people have taken these. I can go through page after page after page of people who have said once they get onto these long-life energy enzymes, their lives have been improved greatly. I don't have any trouble, and neither does Meredith, really, but we like the way we feel. But I looked at the story of this lady who had a mass on her thyroid. She had an ultrasound done. They said she had two nodules, one bigger than the other one, and they were growing. So she started supplementing with the long-life energy enzymes, and she had another ultrasound. The nodules got to be the same size. One bigger got smaller. They hadn't grown anymore, that kind of stuff. You can say those sorts of things, right?
Oh, yes. Well, that's exactly what happened. And we have the ultrasound report for that because her doctor said, listen, these are going to, if you're waiting, you're going to be in trouble. If you wait any longer, they're going to grow bigger and they're going to have to take out your whole thyroid. And what happened a couple of months later, they hadn't grown at all, much to the shock of the doctor.
But how many people have that thyroid operation when they're younger because they're told that very thing and their thyroid is taken out, then they have to be on thyroid medication for the rest of their lives. They forget about sometimes taking their medicine.
We just had that yesterday. A young lady that Mary was consulting with nutritionally, and she was told at a very early age because she had developed a small goiter, just a little swelling right there above, you know, the clavicles. And the doctor said, well, we'll just take it out. We'll just take it out. You'll be fine without your thyroid. I mean, it was kind of, you know, it was kind of like, oh, you had a cavity. We'll just fill it for you and get rid of that little pain for you. A thyroid is one of the major endocrine organs inside the body and does an awful lot of things just besides providing thyroxine. It helps to control and helps to coordinate all the other organs involved in our endocrine system, the thing that gives us our emotional life, our emotional balance. And, well, we'll just take it out. The same thing with gallbladders. Oh, you have a gallbladder pain? We'll just take that out. And it was only a couple of years ago that they finally came out and said, you know, I think we need the spleen. So, you know, it's just these fads get ingrained. And the next thing you know, it becomes the standard of care. And as a result of that, people are going to have some serious problems down the road when major organs are removed from the body.
All right.
Even though we can go after them, you know, with this drug or that drug, what happens when the drug's not available?
Okay. So if you are interested in taking advantage of either of these two things, the long-life energy enzymes and the podcast that Jack has described every week is updated stories, a lot of information about what's going on health-wise today, yesterday, tomorrow. Eliminate the guesswork and eliminate your worry. I would go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, sign up for the free podcasts, and also check out Long Life Energy Enzymes. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on Products, then click on Long Life Energy Enzymes, and then use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for 10% off. You will find a lot more information about it on that website. The drug company news today, I was talking about the business of Pfizer and Allergan getting together, the political side of it. Last week we had a lot of discussion about a supplement company that really isn't that good, but we seem to find a lot of things about drugs and supplements together in the news these days. Is that a coincidence, or do you think that there's something to it?
Well, you have to follow the money trail. How much money does Pfizer contribute to political campaigns and re-election funds as opposed to some of these supplement companies?
Right. Yeah. And there's the question.
I know what that implies, and I know how that sounds, but that's how the system works.
Yep, it sure is. It works that way all the way around. Okay, malaria is a new kind of mosquito. that will kill the old mosquitoes, and that's what
they've altered the genes. They've altered the genes of this new kind of mosquito so that if they breed with the old mosquitoes, that somehow that will block the malarial transmission. Mm-hmm. Good idea. Whether it works or not, we got to see.
Time will tell. Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. It seems all of our technologists, all three of them, have gotten the Thanksgiving get out of town before. Yeah, let's get.
They got the bird bug.
Let's get out of here before everything becomes impossible. So Stebbins not around, and what's Kim's not around, and Richard's not. All right, so I'm perfectly capable.
We can do this.
Yeah, of course we can do this. Are you kidding? Wow. There's an interesting smartphone messaging app that's being used by Cubans, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. First, though, as we embrace the holiday season, it's upon us, time for giving. But for those who are the bad guys, the cyber criminals, it is the season of taking. Data breach instances have increased 23% in this past year. New survey finds many Americans are worried about what the future holds for technology and security. Brian Osich with more for you to think about here on Good Day.
A new survey from University of Phoenix finds only half of adults in the U.S. trust the retail industry with their personal data. University of Phoenix's Dr. Kirsten E. Hoyt says there are some things you can do to protect yourself while shopping online this holiday season.
Choose quality passwords with letters, numbers, and characters and change them often. This makes it harder for fraudsters to access your accounts. Be especially careful of emails with attachments and links. Sometimes those contain viruses or malware that give cybercriminals access to your accounts. Also, when you're using any credit card online, look for the lock in your browser. That padlock indicates you're in a secure connection.
While the reliance on the internet continues to grow, Dr. Hoyt says we need to prepare a pipeline of professionals equipped to preserve online integrity.
At University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology, we are working to accomplish this by offering a number of cybersecurity certificate programs that can be taken as standalone or en route to an IT degree.
For more, go to phoenix.edu/technology. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Smartphones and messaging apps have become vital to the Cubans who are leaving their island, but still, maybe they didn't get the memo. We now have relations with Cuba, but apparently you can't get here from there yet. So a lot of migrants are taking a journey through Central America and then up the whatever the road is that they take in Mexico to cross the border, 3,400 miles. They're using devices and messaging apps so that they can connect with the right people.
And
they can follow the right road.
So that they know how to get here.
Say what?
I'd imagine they're using Waze so they know how to get here.
You know? Waze?
Yeah, the highway map.
Oh, I never used that. How about that?
That's a good one. You should.
Right. All right, so I don't understand why they just don't wait a little bit and just come here legally, but apparently a lot of Cubans are coming through and across the Mexican border, porous and wonderful as it is. Also, as we get into the big retail time of the year, retailers are trying to figure out how they can follow Amazon's lead. Amazon is offering same-day delivery to a number of its customers. A lot of merchants who are trying to do the same sort of thing. The competitors, Macy's, for example, is trying to figure out how to do this, but they found the logistics and cost difficult. So how has Amazon done that? Is it just they have deep pockets, or they have people that are smarter and more technologically astute than are the others? I don't know the answer to that question. Is that their... Kenny said
both.
Is it really? Okay.
I think so.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
There's some smart people there at Amazon.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances. Here's something to think about as we get into the holiday season. I saw a study of 1,000 people, the average age of 33, showing that Facebook was ruining their lives. 88% of those not on Facebook said they were happy, compared to the 81% on Facebook. 12% of the people who didn't use Facebook described themselves as dissatisfied versus 20% for Facebook users. So 12% of people in general are dissatisfied with life. But according to this survey, Facebook users were 55% more likely to be stressed than those who don't go on
Facebook. Well, think about what's on Facebook, though. People eating delicious meals, people showing how wonderfully perfect their cute kids are. I mean, it makes you feel bad about yourself. Beautiful trips, you're like, what do I have, you know?
I don't feel bad about myself when I look around.
You look around on Facebook, everybody's posting the best days of their lives. You're going, wait a second.
Really? Is that what goes on Facebook?
Yeah.
I'll have to go there right now and check it out. I see if I can have the best day of my life by looking at Facebook. I thought the best...
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.